Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, June 21st. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news updates and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Here are highlights from this week's Union City Radio. For Pride Month, the AFL-CIO is spotlighting various LGBTQ Americans who have worked at the intersection of civil and labor rights. In the Metro Council's first contested election in living memory, Deanna Forster narrowly defeated Eric Bunn in Monday night's election for president of the Metro Council, winning with 51.3% of the vote. Starting this week, millions of generous Americans who normally leave food by their mailbox on the second Saturday in May for letter carriers to collect can now make contributions to support area food banks. Black Lives
Matter! The labor movement is awoke right now. And you are going to see things from us. But you know what I'm seeing right now? I haven't seen it for a long time. I see American patriots willing to put their lives on the line for their country. To say enough's enough. That I'm going to be in the streets.
Highlights from this week's Union City Radio, available wherever you listen to podcasts. In today's labor history, on this date in 1997, 100,000 unionists and other supporters marched in solidarity with striking Detroit News and Detroit Free Press newspaper workers. Today's labor quote is by Albert Einstein, who said, "Try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. If you're looking for savings on auto, home, or renter's insurance, you can use MetLife Choice to quickly and easily compare quotes and bundle policies. Visit unionplus.org to start saving.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line. Because the union, well, yeah, the union, will make us strong. It will make us strong.